You're listening to SBS News.
After moving from Afghanistan to Australia, Fatima Sultancy was looking for a way to keep fueling her passion and love for fashion. She had studied fashion design in Afghanistan and was open to upskilling. So when her friends told her about the fashion design course at TAFE New South Wales in collaboration with local fashion brand, The Social Outfit, she signed up immediately.
I learned many things in here, The Social Outfit, and different kinds of things like suit, coat, t-shirt, pants, and the machines, every machine I can use it.
This year, Ms. Sultancy made a suit for the Governor General of Australia, Sam Mostyn, who has also worn clothing from the brand during her swearing-in ceremony last year. Amy Lowe is the chief executive of the brand. Through the partnership with TAFE New South Wales in the past decade, her brand has supported and upskilled over 450 migrant women interested in Australia's fashion industry.
What we're able to deliver in that partnership with TAFE here is the women who may be comfortable sewing on a domestic machine will have their first experience under supervision with the industrial sewing machines. In gaining both the technical skills, they're also really experiencing what it might be like to work as a machinist and to begin a career in that industry.
The story of Ms. Sultancy and the Social Outfit is one that the federal government wants to see more, as they announced more investment in the country's vocational education training sector, or VET sector, during the launch of the 2025 National Skills Week. Last year's theme was VET as a game changer. This year, it is exploring all the options. The emphasis is on the different and varied opportunities for all Australians to access training and upskilling, regardless of their location. Speaking at the National Press Club, the Minister for Skills and Training, Andrew Giles, says since fee-free TAFE places became available in 2023, there has been over 650,000 enrolments across the country.
Free TAFE is breaking down barriers and destigmatising the idea that learning is only for the young. More than 125,000 Australians aged 45 and over have enrolled.
Mr. Giles used his National Press Club speech to announce a $30 million investment in the VET trainer workforce, aiming at increasing the number of electrical and construction VET teachers and First Nations VET teachers. He also wants to see a sustainable skill training system backed by both educational institutions and industries to support the idea of lifelong learning.
It's the concept that knits together how we should be thinking about supporting people to navigate a changing world on their terms. Moving beyond a narrow sense of equipping a person to perform a role. Because jobs are changing and we know that people can now expect to move between industries, not simply between employers.
Brian Wexham is the chief executive and chair of National Skills Week. He says lifelong learning is key and will be needed more than ever as developments like AI's impact on work and workers drive demand for upskilling and reskilling. Mr. Wexham says he also hopes there will be major improvements in the perception of the value of the VET sector.
What we need to do and what government need to do, we need to be able to get those messages across and the stories across of the success of people coming out of vocational education and what they've been able to do. I mean, to go to TAFE isn't a failure, it's a success story.
Mr. Wexham also says VET can be helpful for the settlement of refugees and migrants. And that's the exact story of Samia Sahas. After being a chef in Syria for 20 years, Ms. Sahas moved to Australia in 2022 and began a traineeship with the Bread and Butter Project, a social enterprise that offers baking training to refugee women in partnership with TAFE New South Wales. After graduation, she secured a job with the enterprise to train other women.
Experience for me is too important to do training here in Australia. Because I think Australia government believe in training more than anything.
Wing Kwang, SBS News.